The state legislature is holding a hearing in Albany later today on the proposed New York Health Act, a bill that would create a single-payer health insurance system run by the state government. Syracuse-area Republican State Senator Bob Antonacci recently convened his own hearing in his district to gather local input on the bill. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
The 16 panelists Antonacci convened last week represented health insurance companies and local health care providers. None endorsed the New York Health Act. Most cautioned against a massive overhaul of the healthcare industry because it would lead to higher taxes and the loss of jobs in the healthcare industry. Leslie Moran, senior vice president of the New York Health Plan Association, which represents healthcare insurance companies, says the focus should be on reducing state regulations and reforming how health insurance tax dollars are used.
In reality, we do have 95% of people who have insurance. Completely undoing the system we have, we don't feel is the answer. We should be building on what we do have, what works, fixing what doesn't work.
Several of Antonacci's constituents in attendance criticized the lack of panelists who were in favor of the New York Health Act and argued that it would actually save people money because their dollars would no longer go to health insurance profits nor exorbitant administrative salaries. Kristen Heath, an administrator at St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse, was one of the few on the panel to give an alternative opinion. Although neither Heath nor St. Joseph's took a position on the bill, she said the 95% insured rate in New York does not accurately reflect the number of people who have health care and can actually afford to use it.
That insurance is not a problem solver in and of itself. It doesn't create access to care, it doesn't create the ability to utilize care, and it doesn't solve some of the underlying financial challenges that drive people to have to make choices, honestly, between whether they utilize the care or not.
Antonacci says he wants to fix the existing healthcare industry rather than letting the government take over, but as a member of the minority, he acknowledges that the most he may be able to do is improve the bill as it comes before the Senate. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.